Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is... Queen of Radio, Christina Lu, from the Christina Lu Show. And we were talking a little bit earlier in reference to some of the programs that Project Independence provides, and we just mentioned briefly transportation.
Yes.
And we are so fortunate to have with us today the DOSA, which is Department of Services for the Aging, Senior Mobility Manager, Shari Batone, who has put together all these things. But forget the programs. The one thing I want to bring up, and Christina talks about it all the time, if you call Shari for directions, for some help in doing something, but it's not something that works out within the town, she will still map out a plan for you to get you where you want to go.
She's pretty much like the ultimate travel agent.
She's the travel agent. Hi, Shari. How are you?
Hi. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, so I am the mobility manager for the town in North Hempstead, for seniors who live in the town who are at least 60 and over, then they are eligible. And it's as simple as calling 311 and giving your personal information and scheduling a ride for literally the next day. It's that easy. And so what this service entails is free transportation up to local shopping centers twice a week to make sure that nutritional needs are met, but also to get out and enjoy whatever there is to offer in that area. We run seven different shopping programs. We call it food shopping, but these are local shopping centers where there's much more to do. There's a bank, there's a pharmacy, there's libraries at some of these locations. There's
restaurants. That, those locations, I think what made this so wonderful is that there was a lot of research done to find, the best location that had tons of different, things that you could do. So it's not just food shopping that you're able to, do numerous things, which I think is really awesome.
Right. And that's so convenient for our seniors to be able to get out and get things done.
You call up and you sign up.
Yes.
But now, next week when I want to use the service, I call the cab or I always go through 311?
Always go through 311 because calling 311 gives you the Project Independence discounted rate for the medical, which is the other part of the program, and to be part of that free shopping program. So just to tell you about the other part of the program is we offer for non-emergency medical type appointments, discounted taxi trips, and that could be 7 days a week if there was an appointment that one has. There's physical therapy and dialysis going on all week long, as well as other types of important treatment appointments. And again, just call in 311. We have subcontracted with three different companies that service the different regions around the town. And so when the 311 call center agent will enter your information, it's transmitted to the taxi at least the day before, and they organize their rides for that day for our program. Over time, we've found that it's best to communicate how the program works best. So there's some tips that we're telling new riders as well as anyone who asks and that I happen to have a conversation with about their service. And that's to know that the program really works best middle of the day when the taxis are less busy. It was actually designed to help, capitalize on the taxi's downtime. So it's helping taxi companies have a little more business, but it's also helping provide valuable lower cost service for seniors who otherwise would be paying astronomical rates to get around for important appointments. So it's been working out great. And we also are telling folks, to make sure they say Project Independence, because after all, when you're done with your appointment, you need to call the taxi directly for your ride home when you're ready. So it helps to tell them you're with the program. Project Independence, or the abbreviation PI, are the catchwords to let them know that you deserve the discount. So when the car arrives, there's no question with the driver what fare should be. And, seniors could get nervous if they're suddenly asked for double the amount that they were, expecting. So it helps to let people know what to expect. Also, to communicate exactly where you are, because after all, a taxi is a taxi at the end of the day, and big buildings like, in Marcus Avenue, you've got these buildings with four different exits. Let them know.
Right.
Let them know where you are, on the side facing such and such road, or at the lower level because there's no steps, wherever they will find you. And of course, if you have a cell phone, it helps to charge it up and keep it turned on,
right,
so that they can reach you and find you if there's ever an issue.
You know, it's funny. When was it? I don't know, 6 months ago. We were going, September, we were going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to the airport, and I don't know the name of the cab company we called. But obviously it was one from Project Independence, mm-hmm, because in the conversation, I don't know how we got in the conversation, it was a woman. And then she starts talking about what she does. She does this, but also. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's with Project Independence?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I love picking them up. And then she was telling me the stories, like she'll have two or three in the car. She'll pick up one and get another
one. I love
that
John gets, like, the full story.
Oh, she really. And I would say the name of the cab company because they're involved, but I don't remember which one it was.
Okay, so I have a feeling I know which one based on where I think you're, what area you live in. We work with All Island Transportation, Deluxe Transportation, and Taxi Hispano, which is also known as TH Express.
Okay.
And All Island is one of the biggest taxi companies in Long Island.
Okay.
They have a base of operations in the Little Neck area called Ollie's that serves the Great Neck residents.
Excellent.
And there's a taxi driver there, a lady who works with our food shopping program, and she goes above and beyond. Uh-huh. I heard two very nice stories just yesterday.
It was a woman, yeah.
How, we have a gentleman with compromised mobility and travels with a little scooter to get around. And the lady was very sweet and kind and said, take what time you need. I'll be here. So, you know, it's very nice to know that our partners in the program care so much.
Yeah, that must have been her because Ollie's is the one. I couldn't remember, but that's right because we get it at the Little Neck train station.
Yes.
Is where they depot, if that's the word.
You know, it's funny. Christina knows this too. We get so many blessings, but when someone is helped with something that means so much to them, we are getting blessed. God bless you. What would I do without
it?
And it's just nice to know that who we work with, they care. All of their employees care as much and really feel the same way about our community.
Oh, it's the truth. It really is. And you talked about that person there with a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
That is difficult for us, or I don't know. We do take the people with scooters and disabilities, or no?
Yes. So let me explain how. It's a car. It's a regular taxi.
Right.
So in cases where a wheelchair can fold up and go into a trunk, that's fine.
Okay,
walkers can go into a trunk. Canes go in the car or in the trunk. And the drivers can help put it away. In this particular case, without giving too much information about that person, they use a scooter for their knee. So their one leg is functioning, the other one has some issues. So it's something that is portable. It's not like a big motorized scooter.
Okay.
We do not, unfortunately, have a vehicle that can accommodate something of that sort. But certainly we do. I do help folks get connected with accessible transportation if somebody is unable to stand and turn and get into a taxi out of a wheelchair. That's called transferring. If somebody's unable to transfer out of a wheelchair or needs another level of transportation, we do have Able Ride in Long Island, which is organized through, you know, the NICE bus system. They subcontract for their accessible transportation. And I know the person over there in the certification area, so once I can help somebody apply, and once they apply, I can help to expedite that application. And usually when I'm working with somebody, I can tell if they would be approved.
Right,
it's basically somebody who would have extreme difficulty riding with a regular fixed route bus system. And
actually, in a situation like that, you don't want a regular cab trying to be nice and helping you because the damage that could happen,
God forbid,
they're holding you the wrong way. I mean, you do need a professional disability transportation company doing that.
So one of the things that when we have a new rider is that we ask, how is your mobility? Are you able to get into a car independently? And if they say no, but I have somebody traveling with me, they'll ask a few more questions. oh, well, are you able to turn, you know, whether it's walker, wheelchair, what have you, are you able to get into the car with the help of the person coming with you? And it's important to know this because the drivers are not allowed to physically handle anyone. They can handle the item and fold it and put it in the trunk afterward, but they're not able to physically assist anybody. It's just not that type of service. So if somebody is in need of a greater amount of service and they don't have, they're not able to transfer, or the person helping them cannot help, then they might need safer, you know, ambulance service. And that is a person who can actually push the wheelchair to the car, assist the person into the car or ambulance, and then once they arrive at the destination, an ambulance driver is trained and certified to bring the person all the way into the doctor's appointment. They would then leave and then come back afterward. However, that is a costly service, and if it requires what's called a two-person assistance, that costs even double, I believe.
Right.
So, you know, we try to figure out exactly how good their mobility is to see what they could possibly do and who might be able to help them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, somebody who can't get around, et cetera, et cetera. A person has a license, drives, they're 70 years old. Tomorrow they're going to the doctor. They can drive themselves, but they know it's going to be a rainy day. Do they have the right to use it? Or
absolutely. And when we go out and talk about the program, we let people know everyone 60 or over who's a senior who lives in the town is entitled.
That's right. That's the only criteria for that.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
There is no income qualification. There is no, you know, are you driving, not driving? Because this is exactly the point.
And I love those people that actually use it, because, you know, I'll hear, you know, when they will call in and stuff, and I think that's great. You know, it's if the weather is really bad, if it's snowing, and like sometimes these, I mean, I know for myself, you know, you might be nervous about going to whatever doctor appointment, and then now you're trying to find a parking spot. It adds like a whole level of stress, you know. So a lot of people are just like, you know, I just want to like get there, you know, come out of your car. You don't have to like add that level of stress, which I think is a great part of the program.
And you get dropped off right at the curb by the door, whereas some of these parking lots, you know, are underground and with those cement walls where it's you're going to be a hazard to, you know, the car trying to fit in those spots or trying to find a spot knowing that you could be late. So, we always say try.
That part of it I'm not even paying attention to, because some of these parking lots for a senior, you know, who can function and they're fine, but they can park at the end and have like a two-block walk to get back to their appointment.
No, and I know, you know, some of the co-hosts actually have said, you know, they drive, but they if they're going to the eye doctor or something and you know you're going to be getting eye drops in your eye that's going to impair your vision or something, you know. So they're like, you know, it's great. I just called Project Independence. I took the cab, and, you know, I didn't need to worry about that, which was,
perfect.
I think it's great.
Yeah. You know, we have to take a break already. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.